Hey guys, it's Morgan here, and I just dropped the kids off at school and was worshiping in the truck, and I just felt like God was forming the next blog in my heart. And then I felt the Holy Spirit said, rather than write it this morning, just fire up the iPhone and just record an audio. So I don't know what that's about, but this is the first time I've done that. So just wanted to invite you guys into the morning with me and just share a moment. You know, I drive the kids to school a couple days a week, and I think probably 7 or so years ago, that would have been a pain, and that's something I would have given away gladly to Sherry, because I've got stuff to do and busyness and fighting for time for myself. But as the years in this decade of excavation grow and find a place in me, some shift is happening where I realize I'm actually jealous for that time now with the kids. I don't take them every day, but I take them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's that song that Jared Anderson sings so well and Crowder, How He Loves Us. You know, in that worship song that I worship to all the time, the words go, He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His waves and mercy. There's something holy about His jealousy over us, and I feel it for my kids. I'm jealous for that time. They're young, they're 5 and they're 8, and they're like wet clay. And the world just has this way of drying them out. And I know at this age, I still have them wet, and I can still shape them. And it's really a time in the carpool line of discipleship. You know, we don't have a formula and we don't have a curriculum. We just go by the Spirit of God. But as John taught me years ago, discipleship is driven by the questions, not by a program. And so every day I'm asking God to help me know what are the questions in my heart to Him. And I'm just trying to communicate that in the 5-year-old version, the 8-year-old version to them. And so today's lesson in the car was about retaliation and the enemy's attempts to retaliate against the movements of God that come through our lives. You know, I told them this morning that love changes the world, and Satan hates that. And Sherry just returned from a captivating retreat, and it was the first retreat ever that she actually taught a session. And it was holy, and it was ordained, and it was time, and it was really good and beautiful, and Satan's pissed. And we feel his retaliation against Abigail and against Joshua, against myself, against Sherry. And it's such a great time to disciple them, to explain to them the larger story, that they're called up to be a part of this epic drama that began before them and that they have a place in. And so it was a time of just strategizing of what does retaliation look like? And when someone punches you, what do you want to do? And why would Satan want to retaliate? And what is he retaliating against? It was a really holy conversation. And then we dive into our daily prayer. And the way we do it, you know, we obviously have our adult daily prayer. But with the kids, we kind of have this format where I pray and just lead them through coming under the lordship of Jesus and coming into his kingdom and blessing the leaders that we serve under in my work and in their schools, and praying for each of their teachers and praying for favor and declaring that we're the sons and daughters of God. And so I'll lead them and whatever's on our heart to pray for relatives and to pray for needs. And sometimes we'll do listening prayer and we'll just ask God to bring people to our hearts to pray for. But then every day after we get through that section of prayer, we kind of have our liturgy that's formed one piece at a time over the years of what God has fashioned very deep in my heart and in Sherry's heart, and we invite the kids into that. And so we begin that part where we say that our life begins in paradise and ends in paradise. And this is where the kids now join me out loud in prayer each time in the carpool line, and we put on the armor of God, and we go through the armor, shoes of the gospel and belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, and shield of faith. And we wield these weapons against the evil one at all times. And we choose to pray in the Spirit. And then this next section is this beautiful time of prayer where we just declare in the heavenlies what's true. And we say that we accept your acceptance of us. We choose to live in the present moment. We ask for a wise and discerning heart. We unite our hearts with your hearts. We choose to listen to your voice, and we ask you to father us today. Amen. Sometimes we worship together. Sometimes we just talk story. Sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we process. Sometimes we are just quiet. But above all else, it's time of intimacy, a time of connection, and a time that would just be so easy to pass on, so easy to outsource, so easy to minimize. But I'm learning more and more every day. He is jealous for me. He's jealous for my time. He's jealous for my affection. He's jealous for my first fruits. He's jealous for my life. And I want the same thing with my kids. I want to cultivate an intimacy with God so that I am jealous for their time, and they will get most of my mornings, most of my evenings, most of my weekends, even in the midst of a decade of excavation. So I bless you guys, and hope to bump into you in the carpool line and bless your time with your kids in those early morning hours. I pray favor. I pray strength from heaven. I pray for each of you as you lead your kids with wisdom and revelation, that you and they would be the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Have a great day.